private school. My parents are not rich. I say this because people sometimes think that everyone who goes to private school is rich, but that isn't true with us. Dad's a teacher and Mum's a social worker, which means they don't have those kind of jobs where people make gazillions of dollars. We used to have a car, but we sold it when Jamie started kindergarten at Beecher Prep. We don't live in a big townhouse or in one of those dormer buildings along the park. We live on the top floor of a 5-story walk-up that we rent from an old lady named Dona Petra, all the way on the other side of Broadway. That's code for the section of North River Heights where people don't want to park their cars. Me and Jamie share a room. I overhear my parents talk about things like, "Can we do without an air conditioner one more year?" Or, "Maybe I can work 2 jobs this summer." So today at recess, I was hanging out with Julian and Henry and Miles. Julian, who everyone knows is rich, was like, "I hate that I have to go back to Paris this Christmas. It's so boring." "Dude, but it's like Paris," I said like an idiot. "Believe me, it's so boring," he said. "My grandmother lives in this house in the middle of nowhere. It's like an hour away from Paris in this tiny, tiny, tiny village. I swear to God, nothing happens there. I mean, it's like, oh wow, there's another fly on the wall. Look, there's a new dog sleeping on the sidewalk. Yippee!" I laughed. Sometimes Julian could be very funny. "Though my parents are talking about throwing a big party this year instead of going to Paris." "I hope so. What are you doing over break?" said Julian. "Just hanging out," I said. "You're so lucky," he said. "I hope it snows again," I answered. "I got this new sledge that is so amazing." I was about to tell them about lightning, but Miles started talking first. "I got a new sledge too," he said. "My dad got it from Hamacha Schlemmer. It's so state of the art." "How could a sledge be state of the art?" said Julian. "It was like $800 or something." "Whoa! We should all go sledging and have a race down Skeleton Hill," I said. "That hill is so lame," answered Julian. "Are you kidding?" I said. "Some kid broke his neck there. That's why it's called Skeleton Hill." Julian narrowed his eyes and looked at me like I was the biggest moron in the world. "It's called Skeleton Hill because it was an ancient Indian burial ground. Duh," he said. "Anyway, it should be called Garbage Hill now. It's so junky. Last time I was there, it was so gross, like with soda cans and broken bottles and stuff." He shook his head. "I left my old sledge there," said Miles. "It was the most rubbish piece of junk. And someone took it too." "Maybe a hobo wanted to go sledging," laughed Julian. "Where did you leave it?" I said. "By the big rock at the bottom of the hill. And I went back the next day and it was gone. I couldn't believe somebody actually took it." "Here's what we can do," said Julian. "Next time it snows, my dad could drive us all up to this golf course in Westchester that makes Skeleton Hill look like nothing." "Hey, Jack, where are you going?" I'd started to walk away. "I've got to get a book out of my locker," I lied. I just wanted to get away from them fast. I didn't want anyone to know that I was the hobo who had taken the sledge.